Yeah, it was a superb knock. Obviously, to play for the national side means you're a very good player. We saw a little bit of him in the warm-up game, and he certainly could show he could play. So it was a great knock from him to bat through and bat with some stroke makers around him. Yeah, it was a very good game. I think Ross played outstandingly for us to get us back into the game and get us what we thought was a very competitive total at the halfway stage on that surface. And we started off reasonably well in the first half of that second innings with the ball to take sort of five or six wickets. Was a very good effort on that surface, but you know, I think when Safraz came out with Afridi as well, Sahail, they really took the momentum away from us and all played extremely well. So full credit to them in taking the game away. Yeah, he's a world-class performer. He shows that pretty much every time he gets on the park, so that's sort of, I suppose, what we've come to expect, and he's really enjoying his cricket, which is great for us. Yeah, I think when Safraz and came out, that partnership with Sahail and also Afridi's knock was fantastic. So those two knocks that really took that momentum away, like you say, we were defending it well, run rate was going up. Sometimes it's hard to manufacture wickets on these surfaces, and you need to build up that pressure, and we weren't able to do that at those points. So the game was, I believe, sort of taken away by some very good batting from their part. Yeah, learning a lot all the time. It's nice. The guys are great to captain. There's some fantastic leaders around me as well, some very experienced players. So they're all very good to learn off. No, there wasn't too much due, which was good. I think being able to get majority of the overs in before it got too late was important. But and the dew spray, I think, is coming into play. So there wasn't too much dew. They just played pretty well, very well actually, and they put us under pressure. So that obviously has an effect on our execution and something we want to improve on. Yeah, it's a fine balance in this part of the world on these surfaces. The word attack. So, sort of means something a bit different. Back home, you put in slips and you try and nick people off. Over here, it doesn't happen like that, so you have to skin it a different way, and that's sort of the nature of the game here and something we're learning all the time. Yeah, he's an outstanding talent for us, and it's important that we manage him because he is young, and he's a very exciting talent. To bowl at that speed is something rare and something that is great to have as a resource on the side. Yeah, it's a... it was an important partnership, and trying to find ways to either stop the momentum leading to a wicket or take manufacturing a wicket is probably the thoughts that are going through your mind, and we had many discussions out there with other senior players trying to come up with ways, but they played very well and took the game away. Yeah, there were many positives. To get back in the game with the bat off the back of Ross's superb innings it was an amazing knock. The ebb and flow of momentum that he went through within his own innings to come out the back and play a knock like that was fantastic. So we always learn a lot playing in this part of the world, and to get so close tonight, it was a shame not to go all the way, but we like to keep building on these performances and get some wins under the belt. No, I don't think so. We're always looking to improve. We got 250 today, or there or thereabouts, which in these surfaces is a pretty good total. Look, everyone wants to score runs every time they go out. It doesn't always happen, and I think it's important that we keep learning on these surfaces, and learning to adapt in general is important for a batsman, even though we're playing in different conditions going into the World Cup. Yeah, there's lots of things that come into play, really. The surfaces in general are slightly different, but then you play on surfaces that... you might play on them three times and they do change a lot. Keeping on top of that. Also trying to consider the dew that comes in often late at night. Are all different factors that we're all learning all the time and want to really try and get on top of. And the Pakistanis obviously know those conditions very well. So how what better way to learn than to sort of learn from the best? Yeah, look, we're going into a different wicket, so there's all those different things to consider again. But yeah, it is important that we bounce back, and try and put them under a bit of pressure. If we can perform a little bit better with the bat, and then make it harder towards the back end of their innings, then that would be nice. But look, I haven't won a toss yet, so who knows what might happen. But yeah, it should be a good series moving forward.